Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. As you may be aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes who you'll vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
All right. With which political party are you registered? Would you say Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
All right. What is your main racial background? Would you say like African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, White or Caucasian, Hispanic?
Hispanic.
All right. What is your age? Would you say you fit under 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or do you think they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Sort of the wrong track.
Okay. From the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better?
I'm sorry.
Would you say
that?
Oh, well, from the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Would you say traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, flooding like sea level rising and environmental resiliency, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, or corruption in local government?
Crime.
All right. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or would you say you're going to definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
All right. Now I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in the Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. And if you could tell me if you have a favorable opinion or an unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also say so. So the first person is Richard Prashnick.
Haven't heard of him.
All right. Raquel Regalado.
Yes, I have a favorable opinion.
All right, would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
All right, and what about Cindy Lerner?
I'm not sure. I think it's not favorable.
All right, so would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
All right. So, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Alexander Otaola, Daniela Vincava, or Manny Fitt?
Anybody against Cava?
All right, so that'd be maybe Alexander Otaola or Manny Fitt?
Probably Soto.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you say Manny Soto?
No, I said Manny Fitt.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm just voting against her. So I'm not sure who of the other two candidates I will vote for.
All right. Well, now the primary... All right, well, if you have to, like, maybe lean towards one of those, again, from those three candidates to vote for, who do you think you would vote for? Alexander Otaola, Manny Fitt, or Daniela Levine-Cava?
Well, I'm not going to vote for Cava, so I have to research the other two. But I'm definitely not voting for Cava.
Okay. So now the primary election for Miami-Dade Commission, well, Miami-Dade County Commission, were held today. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Richard Prashnick, Raquel Regalado, or Cindy Lerner?
Raquel Regalado.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Definitely.
So generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I don't think there's a solution, but probably she's, so far she's responded well. So I would say part of the solution.
Okay. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, against the proposal.
Okay, would that be definitely vote no against or probably vote no against?
No, yes, definitely.
Okay, so now I'm going to read you a series of statements, short statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, if you could please indicate if this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely to support her, somewhat less likely to support her, or much less likely to support her, or if this makes no difference. And I can read those again to you if you would like. So the first one is, as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. So from this statement, would you say this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
All right. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, like corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling.
Makes no difference.
Okay. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes.
I guess it makes no difference. I have to see the proof of that.
Okay. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family have made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood, and as Mayor Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers.
Makes no difference. I don't know that these are founded in any, you know, I need proof for all this. It sounds like you're doing this ball very against Cindy Lerner, and I never heard of these things while she was mayor of Pinecrest.
Oh, all right. Well, the next one is, as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
I don't think that's true. No, makes no difference again.
All right. And Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
Well, that would put me... What was the other choice?
It was, if this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or it makes no difference.
Less likely.
Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
somewhat less likely.
All right. And I'm going to read your series of statements about Raquel Regalado. And again, if this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference. And the first one is, Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
Makes no difference.
Raquel, all right. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parts for the underline, and rideshare options.
Someone more likely.
As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
Makes no difference.
As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for threats like hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
Makes no difference.
All right. As a mother of 2 children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police, and funded job training programs and supports for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
Someone more likely.
Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
More likely to vote for her.
Would that be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. All right. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep the neighborhood safe. Regalado has the endorsements of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election.
Much more likely.
All right. And Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Someone more likely.
All right. So now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Richard Prashnick, Raquel Regalado, or Cindy Lerner?
Raquel Regalado.
And would you say you're probably voting for her or definitely voting for her?
Definitely voting for her.
All right. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No.
All right. So now I'm going to read you just a short following list of websites and online newspapers and other places where you can get news and information about your community. And if you could tell me if you follow these sites regularly, you don't follow them regularly, or you do not follow them at all. So AM, talk, or news radio.
Don't follow them at all.
Miami's community news?
Don't follow them at all.
Local newspapers like the Miami Herald or N-Level Herald?
Don't follow it at all.
Key Biscayne Independent?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Key Biscayne Independent?
No, don't follow it.
FM radio?
Don't follow, no, only for music.
Oh, okay. So would you say you follow it, but just not regularly?
No, I don't really follow it, you know.
Oh, all right.
Very occasional.
Okay. So local political blogs.
Don't follow it.
And only Indeed.
Don't follow it.
Okay. So then I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. So if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
All right. And what was the last grade of formal education you completed?
Bachelor degree.
All right. And now, what is your national ancestry?
Cuban.
Cuban, all right. And your home, do you always speak Spanish, or you mostly speak Spanish but some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English but speak Spanish, or you always speak Spanish?
Equally, I would say.
Equally? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time and for answering these questions. I truly, truly appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Well, have a good day. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.